new world order. Religion is the bedrock on which a true regeneration of mankind can be brought about. But they should bear all the characteristics of a universal religion based on the teachings of the great masters from whose lips flowed the same wisdom and truth. Narrow dogmatism, blind superstitions, and outworn traditions which have blurred the pristine light of spiritual culture through the years must be shed. Real happiness depends on a well-ordered society based on moral and spiritual values. True religion should unite man and man through the realization of the same indwelling spirit in all. God has no caste. Caste and creeds are of our making. All differences and distinctions which through the eye of ignorance one beholds in this variegated world show disappear in the exalted universal vision of the divine. The world is at present passing through a crisis. The old civilization is crumbling to pieces. There is going on a reshuffling of the values of life. The lesson that the present situation holds for mankind is that unbridled lust for power and possession leads to strife and war, that selfishness, greed and pride, whether among individuals or nations, cause widespread suffering and misery. Out of the travails through which the world is passing, a new order is bound to emerge based on the knowledge of the universal spirit. But this cannot be achieved by the efforts of politicians, diplomats and administrators whose vision is warped by narrow considerations of personal, national and racial self-interest. The transformation can be brought about only by divinely inspired saints and sages who have experienced the universal vision of truth or God, who are perfectly selfless and whose hearts are ever filled with love for all. Love limited to one's country, loyalty confined to one's race, religion or community, attachment to one's family, and identification of self with one's body are all alike offspring of ignorance which confine us in a cage of a smaller or bigger dimension. To fling one's life into the infinite expanse of the divine is the work of heroes. Immortality is the birthright of mankind.